It's This Week in Bourbon. Here's your top 10 bourbons of 2023. Just kidding. Here's your headlines for December 22nd, 2023. There's now almost 3 barrels for every 1 person aging in Kentucky. The European Union has suspended the tariffs on American whiskey, and a new record has been set for unicorn whiskeys at auction. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners.
And they're off for another Give270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but 2 chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixir's Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to the last This Week in Bourbon before Christmas. So, Merry Christmas, Ryan.
Merry Christmas, Kenny. It's that time of year. I'm excited to do our top 10 bourbons of the year. Seems like it's when all the listicles come out.
It is. And we suck because we don't do a top 10.
Yeah. And I think the formula is, too, to send your bottle in Q3 or Q4 so the reviewers are fresh in your mind. And so you don't want to send something in the first. I noticed that through all the lists. It's like stuff that got sent out first or second quarter, not as many of those.
Not even second, even up until like August, I don't even think was on there. So it's got to be within the last like 3 months of the year before you're even going to be considered as a part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. But we did make a couple, we made a top 100, a top 50, and then a top, what was that, 10 or 20? I don't know, of this.
For the smoothest?
Smoothest.
Smoothest bourbons out there. I think 30 or 40, maybe something like that.
Okay. So we did make number 75 on the top 100 bourbons of Up Rocks.
Yeah.
And then we made number 5 of
the
top
Rise.
50 Rise, which was awesome because we beat out like Handy and Van Winkle Rye. And then it was, what was most gratifying was seeing Michter's 10 was just one in front of our sherry finished rye. So that was really cool because I love Michter's 10 rye. It's one of my favorites all year. And then, yes, we won, surprisingly, the best smoothest or the most smoothest bourbon under $100, which was cool because we beat like Kenner McKenna and Eagle Rare 10 and a bunch of heavy hitters in that list. So,
yeah, I think there was, gosh, there was everything from Wild Turkey. There was pretty much anybody from the big boys was on that list. And we came number one. We're the most smoothest of them all.
Yeah, that's not what I go for typically when blending. It's funny, we were thinking of a flashy poster for Bourbon Fest and we wanted to say smooth is boring, but I'm glad we didn't do that now that we're the smoothest bourbon. anyways, it's pretty cool.
We're now going to change all of our marketing. We are now the smoothest bourbon in existence, according to one writer.
I mean, the everyday consumers will love it because that's what they want. The word smooth. But yeah. So everybody's, you know, got their list coming out. Everybody's probably hanging, you know, waiting for Fred's to come out. I think he's doing that, tonight.
Technically, it's tonight. We record on Wednesday, so technically it's tonight.
Tonight, gotcha. He's been eating lamb, which I don't know why lamb is the regimen for tasters, but Fred's got it. You know, Fred's Fred, so.
It's his own little kind of like hype up walkout song, and it's just, yeah, it's him eating lamb and rice, I guess.
I guess there's something to eating lamb in your palate. I don't know.
I guess hence the reason why we're not Fred Minnick.
That's right.
All right. Some quick little announcements of things that are happening. So if you are going to be in, well, actually, I should say, if you're looking for that last second gift, and I mean, this is like last second, like you got to go out and you got to find it. Well, I will be doing a TikTok live on January 3rd at 9 p.m. Last week, I messed up. I said January 9th. It's on January 3rd. 9 p.m. on TikTok Live with Kevin over at Bourbon Notes. And this is an opportunity for you to taste along with us, ask questions. We'll be taking everybody's questions that are in the chat, whether it's about the whiskey, whether it's about my personal life.
Oh, boy.
Anything goes at this point. Like, we'll let it all hang out. We'll open the kimono.
So if you want to see Kenny go through a therapy session, you're really selling it.
Yeah, this is your chance to ask all the hard and dirty questions you might want. So, if you want to join us, TikTok Live, January 3rd, 9 p.m., you can go get yourself a bottle of Prosciutto Bourbon, Prosciutto Rye. If you want to try to do it before it ends the promotion, but you can go on sealbox.com and use coupon code NOTES, N-O-T-E-S, to get free shipping as well.
Very cool. And if you want a very last-minute Christmas item and be able to print it out and give it to whomever, you can get a gift certificate to our experience here at Pursuit Spirits. I've had a lot of friends take advantage of that. We sell the gift certificates online to our website to do the whole shebang or the United Breakdown. People are loving it. The feedback's been great. So if you're wanting to do that, you're like, I don't know when I'm going to come to Kentucky, but you just want to get somebody a cool gift. There you go. Gift certificates.
Yes. We'll take the money now.
We'll take the money now because, yeah, we'll spend it before you get here. But we promise we'll let you do the thing.
Right. All right. And then last thing is if you're looking for the next festival we're going to be at, January 19th and 20th, Bourbon Con in Lexington.
Wow, that's coming in fast.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm pouring one of these samples that were brought to us from one of our ambassadors.
Yes, Caleb.
And this is an 11-year Finger Lakes Distilling wheated bourbon.
Yeah, I had some of this yesterday.
Oh, you did? You did it without me?
I did. Oh, I had to do it with Caleb.
Oh, that makes sense. He did bring it. I was gone. I think I was out, buying a ratchet set for us or a...
Some socket heads.
Yeah, I was doing that.
We got a stainless steel towed in, and the damn thing, you got to use an impact wrench to get the damn nut and bolts off. So I was like, Kenny, I'm busy blending. Go get a damn socket.
Yes, sir.
He's got it, sir. Little errand boy.
Yeah, but this is damn good. This is my whiskey of the year already. There you go. Top 10. Finger Lakes Distilling, 11-year wheated.
Yeah, it is pretty good, considering this was actually made on a... It was before their column still was installed, so it was made on a pot still. But
interesting.
Still very good. I think, it makes sense. I think the last time we went to Finger Lakes was in 2021, and it was like, I was like, wait a minute, the oldest things they ever gave us was 9 years, but now it's 2 years later. So it makes sense that it's 11 years.
Yep.
I'm an idiot.
We can do math.
Yeah, and if you haven't had Finger Lakes, anything from them, their line's called McKenzie. They make a fantastic wheated bourbon. They have a great rye bourbon. And of course, they're one of our contract distilling partners for Pursuit United, but they have fantastic products on the shelf.
For sure. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. It's going to be a light one today, so here we go. The Kentucky Distillers Association has announced that the number of newly filled barrels in bourbon in Kentucky has continued a steady growth of 3% last year. But distillers are now paying four times as much in barrel taxes than they have aging barrels. Despite a new milestone of 12.6 million barrels of aging bourbon, companies remain held back by historically high production costs from inflation that caused barrel taxes to skyrocket to more than $50 million this year, a record 30% increase over the previous year. With double-digit cost increase in bourbon inputs like grain, cooperage, and labor, barrel taxes have more than doubled in the last 5 years, soaring 122%. Since 2010, barrel taxes have thundered 316% and continue to escalate at a rapid and untenable pace. Bourbon industry leaders and advocates are emphasizing that this year's unprecedented barrel valuation of $6.7 billion and resulting barrel taxes are the exact reason the compromise House Bill 5 was so important in the legislative session. The bipartisan House Bill 5 compromise signed into law earlier this year phases out the barrel tax over 20 years while protecting funds for schools, fire departments, EMS districts, and gives local governments plenty of time to plan and diversify their tax base. The total new production increased slightly to 2.7 million barrels, the fifth year in a row that distillers have filled more than 2 million. Total inventory, when counting bourbon and other spirits like brandy, was 13.3 million barrels, which is also a new record. And then total barrel taxes this year were 50.2 million.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that because we've seen the cost on our barrels, you know, just from the barrels of grain. And then, but yeah, it increases the cost of those, but also because that's getting taxed at a percentage, it also increases the tax on that. So
yeah, it's yeah. just like you just. It goes up and without you,
you just can't win. About
it. No, it doesn't. It's you wish things would just go
down.
The only
people that win in this business are the governments, attorneys, and architects.
Maybe the banks.
Yeah, banks, not the brand owners.
Not the brand owners.
I shouldn't say that. The people, the big six, they make plenty of money.
They don't need any help.
Yeah, but our broke asses, we need help.
Yeah, but I mean, this just goes to show you that there is ever-increasing production. I had a good conversation with somebody this week, and I think once we go into the next recording season, we'll probably bring some folks on, and we'll talk about the current production, because now that we see, you know, Bardstown bringing in on a new still, we talk about Heaven Hill bringing on their new production facility. We talk about
Jacob Call's new place. You got that place in E Town, Mandel's.
All
this. You got the Peerless. You got the people in Western Kentucky. I can't remember their name.
And so, what are we seeing in the market? It's not really growing anymore. Like it that I and that's what it's going to be coming to a very screeching halt very soon. And I was also talking to somebody else yesterday, and they said, like, do you think this boom is ever going to end? I was like, I think it's ended. Like, I think the boom is starting to deflate a little bit. Now, it's not going to bust by any means.
No.
We're definitely seeing a plateau. I think we're getting to the point where it's like, how much more extra production are we really going to need? And my crystal ball's pretty foggy, but
I don't know it's plateaued. I think the rate of growth's going to stall. You know, this year's a weird year because you're coming off those, you know, you had the two pandemic years, and then you had 2022 where people are going back to the on-premise. So on-premise carried a lot of people through 2022. And then 2023, everybody's like, oh, I got so much shit. Retailers have so much stuff. Distributors have so much stuff. So I think it's just a normalization because you look at, you know, if you look at numbers of like Brown-Forman or anybody that's public, you know, it's about on pace with 2018, 2019. So I don't know that it's necessarily stalled or going down. I think it's or plateaued. I think it's just kind of a correction. And then I think you'll, instead of seeing like double digit growth they saw those 3 years, you're probably just going to see the normal trajectory of
1 to 2%. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
we'll take 2 to 4%.
But too, you know, the I don't know if you're going to talk about the tariffs or not coming up, but
it's coming up.
But I did have one more point is that I would love a study that shows how many bourbon barrel, you know, you said it was the ratio is 3 to 1 of residents to barrels.
We're closing in on it because it's over 2.5 now.
I would like to see the amount of brands to barrels. Now, that would be an interesting study because there's a ton of barrels that have no brands tied to them whatsoever. They're just investor barrels. And that's where I do think there could be
like a big
plateau or bust on the age market is there, not necessarily with established brands moving forward, but we'll see. I don't know, but that would be a fascinating ratio to find out.
Why don't you just take a notepad and a pencil
go
out
to
there?
Store
just give me a consensus and just knock on people's doors and be like, "Excuse me, Mr. No, how many barrels do you have here on campus today?"
I'm sure they'll tell me. I'm sure they'll be very forthcoming.
The Kentucky Distillers Association has also announced that Les Fugate of Brown-Forman is the recipient of an elite industry award honoring leaders who personify the legendary group's spirit of camaraderie and integrity. The esteemed Esprit de Corps Award can be bestowed by the chair of the KDA's board of directors to individuals who have, by demonstrable and honorable action, gone above and beyond the call of duty to advance the mission of the KDA and Kentucky's signature bourbon and distilled spirits industry. KDA Board Chairman Chris Morris conferred the award to Fugate at the KDA's 2023 annual state dinner in Louisville. Fugate received a commemorative plaque and a grave medal in recognition of exceptional service. He was really part of the bipartisan House Bill number 5 that compromised signed into law earlier this year that phases out the barrel tax over 20 years that we had just talked about.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
20 years.
There you go. 20 years. See you in 20 years. Let's see how it works out.
Yep. It'll probably get reenacted by then.
like our schools, we need new TVs, iPads.
It's funny, but not funny. In Nelson County, you know, they built so many schools, and now they're talking about closing one because they don't have enough staff or students to fill it. But it's like, okay, so that's, you spent all this bourbon barrel tax money on a school, and now you can't even use the damn thing. So I think it just kind of shows maybe a little bit of excess spending on that.
Does that school happen to have cinder block walls between rooms that we could use for barrel storage?
Yeah. Fireproof. Is that containment area?
Yeah, I'm learning all too well.
I'm sure they're sprinkled and probably cinder block, so it probably would qualify.
It probably would qualify.
I don't. Ventilation might be an issue, but
at this point, I think that might be easy enough to put in.
Yep.
So Brown-Forman, they are stopping the manufacturing of Jack Daniel's country cocktail products at approximately an 80,000 square foot facility called Pinnacle Warehouse. This is located on the same campus as the main Brown-Forman distillery, located at 2921 Dixie Highway, where a majority of Old Forester expressions are produced. This change is being made so that Brown-Forman can support the growth of some of their super premium American whiskey portfolio. The site will be used for filling and disgorging, or what they also say is emptying out barrels. Disgorging the barrels. That sounds intense. Disgorging.
Sounds like you're like mutilating someone, like torture chamber.
I guess the like barrel dumping sounds like worse than that, but disgorging is okay.
Yeah, it sounds like violent diarrhea instead of dumping.
Mom, help me, I'm disgorging.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm putting probably way too many visuals for people out there. So disgorging the barrels takes place before they're sent over to several of other destinations, including Ireland, where the company makes Slane Irish whiskey, Scotland for its single malt Scotwichy, which is Benriach, Glendronach, and Glenglassaugh, or to Venezuela for Diplomático rum. Brown-Forman says it does not expect a significant reduction in employees as a result of the change, adding that the natural attrition could be absorbed by any reduced positions. This was in response to the completion of a $96 million expansion project through which Brown-Forman received a $5 million tax incentive through the Kentucky Reinvestment Act. The country cocktails products, which have been made on site for more than 30 years, will be made at an undisclosed external manufacturing organization.
Hmm. Well, I don't know that I've been a big consumer of country cocktails.
I don't think I've ever tried one either.
Is that like the Lynchburg lemonade one? Or
if it is, then we might have done it on our past RTD episode.
That's true, yeah. But, well, I'm glad nobody's going to lose their job. That's
all.
Allegedly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Scrooge.
Yep.
So this is a quick one that the European Union has announced its decision to extend until March 31st of 2025, the suspension of its rebalancing of tariffs on U.S. products in context of the steel and aluminum dispute. Initially implemented during the Trump presidency, the EU rebalancing tariffs on U.S. exports was a response to the U.S. Section 232 tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Yeah. I'm sure the KDA
we'll be back here
and,
in 2025 talking about it again.
I'm sure everyone involved in this industry would like to see a permanent removal of those or even a longer extension, but we'll take 18 months.
Take 18 months.
Yeah.
And we'll see where we are in 18 months.
I mean, yeah, it's probably all moves for election year, you know, because I think, well, without getting specifics, but I think it's definitely a move for election year to keep both sides, the steel manufacturers and American whiskey, happy. So it's a win for the American whiskey side, at least.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to just make sure that we're keeping this, you know, we talked about a boom earlier, but we need to keep something going. We've already talked about it this whole entire time during the year. Woodford Reserve opening places across the world and different airports, and we need that to happen. We need them to be the ones that are the catalyst that kind of takes the rest of the world, and the rest of us can ride coattails.
Yep. It's like in lawn care, True Green is my marketing engine. It's like they do all the marketing, get you to do lawn care, and then this is not quite relative, but...
But you can provide a better service, is that what you're trying to say?
And not to say that we can do a better job at Woodford than Woodford, because Woodford makes great products, but definitely they get it out there, expose people to bourbon, where everybody else can...
They open the category.
Exactly. They open the category.
All right. This is one... Actually, it's an old friend of mine. So a bourbon club is opening in Lexington, Kentucky that promises a surprising amount of access to hard-to-get rare bottles. The Paddock Bourbon Club is a liquor store and tasting room that specializes in Kentucky bourbon and other high-end spirits, including champagne, wine, rum, tequila, gin, and vodka. Eric Ostrander said the store will open at 1011 South Broadway at the corner of South Broadway and Red Mile Road by the end of this week. The store will have rare bourbons and special releases in unusual numbers. This is what Ostrander said. Customers can order online and pick up their bottles in the store, but they do not deliver. So you're wondering, how does the Paddock Bourbon Bar have so much rare bourbon, including hard-to-find Pappy Van Winkle? Well, the secret link is his other bar, which is, of course, the Paddock Bar and Grill, where it's a college bar at 319 South Limestone across from the University of Kentucky, where I have partied many a times in my day. So while the campus area...
Is that where they had the penny pitchers? Or
no, that was getting shitty at Kitty's.
Oh, okay.
That was that one.
Yeah.
And then you had Two Keys, but the Paddock came around.
I met my wife at Two Keys.
Did you?
Yeah.
See? Holds a special place in your heart.
It was one of those trifecta days where you go Keeneland football game and then Two Keys. So my game was on point that night.
Yeah, so that or her game was really low.
Right. Yeah. She was blinded.
She woke up the next day and was like, she had, it'll do.
As Morgan Wallen says, whiskey glasses with rope. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember this bar coming up when I was coming about junior, senior year, and Eric was really kind of building it out, and it just became one of the places we would just go to, and it was just a place where like some of the upper graduates older people could go.
You're not ordering a bunch of like crab apple or Washington apples and
exactly
whatever.
All right. Anyway, back to the story. So while the campus area bar does offer shots of Pappy, they're more likely to sell shots of Fireball. So the alcohol industry has become like the airline. The more you order, the more points you have. And so the Paddock Bar on Lime is one of the largest accounts in the state, so they get a large allocation of Van Winkle, Blanton's, Elmer T, and Weller. You'll be able to buy drinks and bottles for far less than other places because they're a liquor store first, and a lot of other places are charging, in his opinion, too much for things, and they want to be more accessible. To further that, the Paddock Bourbon Club will also offer memberships with different levels of perks. And you can sign up on their website at paddockbourbonclub.com. And top-tier members will get to go on barrel picks at distilleries. And he said that they in 2023, they picked 33. And in 2024, they're hoping to pick around 60 to 70 different barrels.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of barrels.
It feels like what we did back in 2022. And I was like, dang, this is way too much.
But no, it sounds cool. I mean, next time we're in Lexington, we'll have to hit the Paddock.
Oh, actually, I mean, I already messaged him already. I was like, dude, this is awesome. Congratulations. So yeah. I told him next time I'm in Lexington, I'm going to hit him up and check it out.
Yep. Let's do it.
So this is our last news story, and this is the one that kind of made some big headlines. So this has happened last Saturday in a super bougie premium American whiskey auction via Sotheby's. It did not disappoint as new records were set. Two big blockbusters, which was Linnell's Red Hook Rye 23-year and Rathskeller Rye, each fetched far beyond their high initial estimate ranges. The Linnell's Red Hook Rye 23-year scored around it was 56,250 and Rathskeller Rye $37,500.
Wow.
Yeah. Linnell's was supposed to go between 20 to 30 and Rathskeller between 18 to 24. So.
Somebody got drunk.
Well, so here's a quick background from them as well, if you've never heard of these particular unicorn bourbons. So back in the 2000s, Linnell Santa Ana Camacho owned a specialty liquor store in the Red Hook section of Brooklyn. And she was really ahead of her time. She reveled in American whiskey. She not only carried brands like Pappy Van Winkle in her shop, but she traveled to Kentucky to see how she could score more. In one of those trips, she met Drew Colesveen of Willett, and they got to talking, and soon the two were selecting four barrels of rye whiskey aged between 23 and 24 year olds, bottled at cask strength. It was a great choice because the barrels became legendary run of whiskey distilled at the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville in the early 1980s. Other legendary whiskeys also came from that same batch, like Rathskeller Rye and Bitter Truth, but Linnell's Red Hook Rye has emerged as the most distinctive and sought-after American whiskey, perhaps of all time. To top it all off, the bottle is signed by Linnell herself, and the Rathskeller was built by two German immigrants in an opulent European style. And this is actually in the Seelbach Hotel, which is, they say, Louisville's grandest hotel. But it's in its basement, and this is where the Rathskeller sits, at a ceramic-encrusted pub that is today used as a ballroom. In 2007, the hotel owners commissioned the Willett Distillery to bottle two whiskeys, a bourbon and a rye, to commemorate its rich history. Now, if you want to know more about this, we had an opportunity to actually have Linnell back on the podcast, and that was episode 238. So you go back and listen to that one, and that is the story of Red Hook Rye.
Yeah, I mean, Evan, who is, well, I guess Drew's name's Evan too, but Evan, Drew's dad, had one of the most epic libraries of barrels at one time that no one gave a damn about. And it's amazing to see how all those, you know, whiskeys have just come and just, I mean, that's an astronomical price. It's very cool.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine paying like a couple grand for a bottle, but much less 56,000.
And I roughly know what those barrels were paid for back in the day. I'm not going to say.
It's got to be, you're not going to say, but if we're going to play like the Price is Right, like the Yoda lady?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Is it above 500 but below 2500?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
That's fine. That's fine. But those are ridiculous prices for a particular bottle. But, you know, a lot of these are probably never going to be opened. They are for collecting American whiskey. That's exactly what they are for.
No doubt. But before we go to release news, we got to do bourbon and bets.
Oh, my gosh. How did we go this far?
Yeah. Another stellar losing week by us that we should just stay podcasters and struggling bourbon brand builders. But... yeah, so I picked the Eagles minus 3 at the Seahawks. The Eagles were dominating the entire game and then blew it at the end. Seahawks end up winning. And then you had the Browns at minus 3.5, and they won by 3. So
how does that happen? These people are good.
That hook will get you every time.
They're good, yeah. Man.
So this week I am going to take the L.A. Rams. They're hosting the Saints tomorrow night. Well, no, it was last night. But they play the Saints. They are favored by 4. The Rams are playing great. Stafford's finding his groove. Cup's back up and healthy. So I feel like they'll dominate that game. So I'm taking the Rams minus 4.
Fine. You know what? I'm just going to throw a shot in the dark. Let's go with Green Bay. I'll take Green Bay getting more than 5 against the Panthers.
Well, no, Green Bay is favored by 5.
Favored by, yeah, as in like they'll score like 5.5 points.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need.
If it's even possible.
Yep, that's not possible, but that's all you need though, yeah, that half point.
Well, we'll see if it happens.
Yep.
At this point, I'm 0-4 on these ones.
I think you covered once.
I think it was a college one.
Yeah, yeah.
That was about it.
Yep.
All right, well, stick around. We only have one bourbon release news. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon, the farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. All right, everybody, bourbon release news. Be really quick, then it's over. And there's another celebrity booze brand that's just entered the market, Cole Hauser, co-star of the hit show Yellowstone. And so he's partnered with two people to create Lazy K Bar Whiskey. David Lucian, who's the owner of Montana Cattle Ranch, and that's what the bourbon's actually named after, and apparently it's said to be one of the oldest in the state, and Montanan and spirits industry veteran Britt West, who's the VP and GM of spirits for E&J Gallo Winery. As for the bourbon itself, it is produced at an undisclosed distillery in Kentucky and matured in that state, it says, for a minimum of 8 years in Alligator Char No. 4 barrels. It is bottled in Bozeman, Montana at 92 proof. The mash bill is revealed as a classic bourbon recipe of 74% corn, 18% rye, and 8% malted barley. Lazy K Bar Bourbon will only be available at retailers in Montana, is not available for purchase online, and has an SRP of $100.
So it's only available in Montana?
That's it.
Wow. There's not that many people in Montana. I don't
know. Hopefully, it might not be a big bourbon.
I mean, there's probably a big, I guess there's a lot of travelers going there maybe see
going to Big Sky.
Going Big Sky. All the seven. You know, what was the match drill again?
74-18-8.
Oh, okay. Well,
doesn't really narrow it down, does it?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
What?
That's Barton.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, here we go.
Yeah, which is good stuff.
How can you remember everybody else's match bills? You can't remember ours.
I can remember all of them except for the. I don't know why I can't remember our Sagamore Rye one. It's that the. It's just because it's a weird one.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're going to say. 52-36.
Wrong. 52-43-5.
52-40. God, I don't know why I can't remember that. I don't know why. And it's like one of my favorites.
Well, like I said, I'm going to get it tattooed on your wrist. Yeah. So you can just get it looked down.
That would be ideal.
But we're not really into tattoos, so maybe I'll just get you a...
No.
Maybe I'll make you a bracelet for Christmas. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have my daughter make you one of those, like, candy bracelets that she was making for all her Taylor Swift concerts.
Yeah, as long as I don't need it. But I love Cole Hauser. I love Rip on Yellowstone.
I know you love Yellowstone. And
that's Fred's buddy, too. I know they've hung out a couple times. I wonder if Fred helped him on this, ate a bunch of lamb before and blended this bourbon.
What do you think about this? It pairs well with shawarma, too.
Yeah, exactly. What's shawarma?
It's like the street food. You know, you get off the side and like sometimes you have lamb, I got you. And, you know, euros and it's stuff like
in
that.
It's like in a big cylinder.
Yeah.
Just shave it off.
Exactly.
Yeah, or those are good.
Donor
they
kebab.
Make like euros.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, see? It's all lamb. Sometimes it's lamb, sometimes it's mystery meat. Who knows?
Mixture of lamb, beef, pork.
Yeah. We should probably tell that to Fred. Be like, what do you all use to prep your palates with? Oh, it's just a mixture of mystery meat. That
gets the palate right.
Yes, it sure does. But that's it, man.
That's it.
It. I told you there was only one. It was going to go quick. So,
well, Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy the holidays, the present opening, the eggnog.
The cookies.
Cookies, bourbon drinking, all that good stuff.
Did you make any cookies this year?
No, I just get them from Please and Thank You because, you can't beat those.
Salted chocolate chips.
If you're ever in Louisville, I'm telling you, Please and Thank You has the most epic chocolate chip cookies. Someone dropped off a box at our house and I've ate like six of those stupid things.
Merry Christmas.
Because I know. Welcome. I'm like.
I did that.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I know.
I was trying to take somebody else's credit.
Yeah. One of Tiffany's friends did it, but it was very. I was very happy but mad that they're there because I can't resist the temptation.
Well, me too. It's like we're still trying to crush Halloween candy at my house.
Oh, God. I just got to throw that shit away. There's so much.
And now we get all these Christmas cookies delivered. I'm like, well, I guess I got to eat the Christmas cookies first because at least the Halloween candy is full of preservatives.
They'll go stale. Yeah. I want the preservatives for later.
Save it. I promise it's healthy.
Yep.
But that is it. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. And we will see you back here again next week for the last This Week in Bourbon of the year. But cheers, everybody. See you next time.
Toodles.